Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. And during the month of October, we are giving away one heck of a prize, a $300 Amazon gift card. If you want a chance at winning it, all you got to do is give us a review on Apple Podcasts. Then shoot me a screenshot of it by emailing contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Again, very simple. Leave Real Ghost Stories Online a review on Apple Podcasts. Then send me the screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. On Halloween, we'll pick our winner and notify him via email. A $300 Amazon gift card. You can buy all sorts of spooky Halloween stuff on close-up by the time Halloween comes around, or use it for Christmas. Leave that review now and then send me the screenshot, contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Good luck.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 Days of Halloween. An extra ghost story a day to keep the spirits at bay.
I'm from Utah, but currently living in Connecticut while I attend grad school. I've been listening to your podcast for a while, and I'm a big fan. I've been listening since the beginning of the podcast, and I have to say, it was really nice when Jenny joined too. I think as it goes on, it's just gotten better and better. I plan on becoming an EPP very soon as well. So I just like to tell my stories. I have quite a few paranormal stories. I think I've always been kind of sensitive to them, even from when I was a child. But my first real big encounter with them, I was about 10 years old. Before that, I had, just witnessed, eerie feelings or seeing shadows out of the corner of my eye. But my real big first encounter with dealing with paranormal activity or with ghosts in general, I was about 10, and my mom was in this relationship with this guy, one of her many boyfriends while we were young, and they had just moved into this house. And my mom moved us in with them, and it was this new house, and I think a couple of my mom's boyfriend had a few siblings that had lived in that house, but not for very long. And I remember that the person who last sold them the house, or who sold them the house, had said that, she has a hard, or this house has had a history of people not living in it very long, and they made some jokes that it might be haunted, but nothing that any of us took seriously. And my mom's boyfriend was trying to scare my younger brother and I. My brother is a year younger than me, and he was saying like that, just trying to freak us out. But he was so right, unfortunately. Our first few months of the house, we just noticed little things. The sound of people walking up and down the hallway. There were three bedrooms in the hallway and one bathroom. And so there's a living room, and you went up this small flight of stairs, and then there was the hallway with all the bedrooms. We'd hear the toilets flush, and all the faucets in the bathrooms and in the kitchen would turn on. Between, I'd say, about midnight to 2 a.m, they would all just randomly turn on at the same time or go off. We thought that was a little weird. And then as time went on, when things started getting stronger, friends wouldn't sleep over at our house, saying that they could hear things, and not only hear the footsteps, not only just the faucets and toilets going off, but that they could hear little kids' voices. My mom, even one night after she sent my brother and I to bed, my brother and I decided to have a sleepover in my bedroom, and she said that she heard kids in coming, kids playing, and the sound coming from my bedroom. And so she, you know, from the living room while she was watching TV, said, "You guys need to go to bed. It's past your bedtime." And she kept hearing the noises. So she went up there, you know, expecting to yell at us and be mad, but she saw us fast asleep, and she could still hear the voices. And she saw that my closet was rattling, and but then it stopped. And my mom said that because we were sleeping, she just left us in there. But she seriously, you know, sat there for a few minutes considering whether or not she should wake us up and take us out of that room or not. I also recall seeing my closet rattling a few times, even hearing kids' voices. I also had a toy tip that was permanently fixed into the floor and into the wall. It was a built-in toy chest, and that would open and close every so often, too. My brother's room was the worst out of the entire house. My brother refused to sleep in there. He kept saying he would see the shadow of a man in there, and that he felt like it was going to hurt him, or that, you know, it was scaring him. And he would feel someone else laying next to him in bed, and you could see the imprint of somebody laying in the bed next to him. And he absolutely refused and would wake up screaming and in tears. And it was really insane. I remember one day while I was just kind of home alone, I remember just being curious and going into that room, and the feeling I felt was really intense. It didn't feel like anyone was trying to harm or hurt me, but it felt so intense and strong and almost scary and sad at the same time. And I remember just laying in that bed, and after a few moments, I felt a pressure, like there was something kind of holding me down. I also do recall seeing the imprint of someone else laying in that bed. My aunt eventually moved in with us. My mom and her boyfriend were doing so well in the relationship, and he was even a little bit abusive, and I wonder if that also channeled a lot of the activity to increase in the house over time. As things got worse between them, I think it stirred up a lot of negativity and feelings. But she took that room thinking that it wasn't a big deal, even though we all warned her, and eventually she refused to sleep in there and just slept on the couch. And my brother, I think, slept in my parents' room or the couch or my room for the most part. There was also an instance, now this was from my mom telling me because my brother and I did not witness this, but my mom says she woke up one night to this bright light shining in through her window. Now, the window of my mom's bedroom was facing the back of the house, and in the back of the house was nothing but farm fields, and there's maybe a horse barn out there. So there was nothing out there that could have shown this bright white light through the window. But my mom woke up to this bright light shining through her window, and she just heard this woman crying and wailing, and she thought somebody was hurt, so she woke up her boyfriend and said, I hear someone screaming, can you hear that? And he's like, no, I can't hear it. She's like, someone is in trouble, some woman is hurt, we need to go find her. So he ran outside to check, thinking that maybe someone was hurt or something, but he ran around the house and even out into the field and couldn't find anyone. And my mom was the only one that could hear the crying, but he did verify that he too saw the light through the window. They said it was so strong it was almost blinding. It lit up the entire room. But after my mom's boyfriend came back into the house, she said that the crying had stopped and the light had disappeared. It was just a really intense house, and my mom and, I mean, obviously we didn't live there very long. I think we lived there for about less than a year, and we moved out. Part of that was due to my mom breaking off the relationship with her boyfriend. just because of how abusive it got. But still to this day, we talk about it, and we both agree that the spirit haunt, that something had to have happened there, but we don't know what it had happened. And but none of us ever felt threatened, except for maybe my little brother, who I think was just more scared and didn't understand. But there was never, we never felt threatened, but more, it was very sad. There was a sad feeling. Something sad had happened there. And it definitely wasn't a good feeling. So that's my real first encounter, was actually a firsthand seeing things and witnessing things that were super paranormal or haunting, other than having that feeling or maybe seeing a shadow out of the corner of your eye. I have many more stories. I am a set designer for theater, and so I've been in many theaters, and of course every theater has its ghost story. Some of them I chalk up to just, you know, the cheesy ghost story, and some of them I have seen things which were really frightening, and I'll have to call and tell you about those. Another thing, I remember a while back when Jenny was first coming onto the show, Ellis Island was brought up, and I visited Ellis Island, and I too have seen things there. So I'd like to call in again and share those stories too. But I love what you're doing with the show. Thank you for everything you guys do and for the comfort you provide so many.
Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 days of Halloween. An extra story a day to keep the spirits at bay. For commercial-free ghost stories, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, and exclusive bonus episodes of Real Ghost Stories Online, become an extra podcast person, an EPP, now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.